Eve is made from his rib. In this account, human beings are made in the image of God, presumably mentally, not physically. They're in the image of God as self-conscious beings, male and female, from the outset. There's that difference right there, much more abstract account. And in that account that I just read, too, we have the ecologist's nightmare, the allocation to human beings of supremacy over all creation, over all the beasts of the field. The notion that in some sense the earth has come to be in service of human beings. The creation, though, is not the problem. It's a joyful thing on either account of it. It's the occasion for the problem, perhaps, but certainly not the problem itself. The problem comes in J. P doesn't have it. The problem comes in the fall. And the fall is very, very interesting. It's what you could call an etiological story. It's that, whether or not it's literally true. Most folks in the tradition of academic scholarship tend to think that it is not literally true, but that it doesn't matter. It wasn't meant to be true. It's meant to be a just-so story, what you can call an etiological story. It's not a story about what happened so much as it's a story about the way things are. And the way things are is we're fallen. Here's the famous passage. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said? And he did. You shall not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, the tree of knowledge. God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant on the eyes, a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Thus, man's first disobedience. Having eaten the tree of knowledge, Adam and Eve are exiled from Eden, so they won't eat from the tree of life and have eternal life, and human history as we know it begins. Here's the problem, right there, the fallenness. What does it all mean? Well, here's some of the things that it means. First of all, we die. That's the worst. That's the bad news. That's the worst news we ever get. We die. Nothing we can do about it. And not only do we die, we get sick. We don't just die. We get sick first. And sometimes we get sick and don't die and are just sick. We suffer. The world is such a dangerous place that we have to have the ability to feel pain so that we don't sit in fires and inadvertently cut ourselves without looking and all of the rest of it to protect ourselves. And we feel tons of pain. Worse, it's not just us. We see pain all around us. And in fact, this to me is a disturbing proposition. We can only survive on other living things. Isaiah speaks of the lion laying down with the lamb, but that's not what usually happens when the two meet. And what it means to be an animal of any kind is to be unable to live on air and water and minerals and sunlight. We gotta prey on either plants or animals. We do live in a war of all against all in some fundamental sense. But that's not what it's about, I think, at the deepest level.